Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from 5G World in London, and I am delighted to have Paul Stevens, Telecom Sector Marketing Director for Advantech, back with us. Welcome back, Paul.
Oh, hi, Allison. Thanks for having me again.
So, Paul, I know you've been on the program before, but why don't you go ahead and reintroduce yourself to the audience and talk a little bit about Advantech?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Paul Stevens, Marketing Director at Advantech's Networks and Communications Group. I'm mainly focused on our network ecosystem and building that out and everything to do with Intel, basically, within our networks and communications group.
We've talked a number of times about the drive for network transformation and the delivery by Advantech and solutions to define that. This week at 5G World London, you made a big advancement with the delivery of an Intel Select solution for NFVI. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad to be here actually on the Intel booth with our Intel Select solutions, our verified solutions with two platforms. One is a carrier grade server, a dual socket Xeon Platinum platform, and the other one is our FWA6170, which is a dual socket network appliance. And essentially, we're on the booth here next to the next generation central office demo with our platform. And essentially, we're talking about some of the network elements that are targeted with these platforms, which are edge routing, virtual routers, network gateways, and remote access servers.
We've talked about the importance of making it easier for operators to deploy infrastructure in the past. Why does something like a Select solution from Advantech help with that? And how do you think the operators will respond to such a configuration?
I think it's interesting to them, really, for helping to reduce time, costs, and efforts in integrating and evaluating hardware and software solution themselves. These platforms have been tested and they're pre-integrated, ready to accelerate, really, new solution modeling on the part of the operators. And from another extent, they're guaranteed certain performance levels. So purchasing a certain platform or evaluating a certain platform, we know that it's gone through all the Intel test scripts, and so it's been pre-qualified, and in fact, they can be guaranteed of certain throughput performance and of also virtual machine performance as well.
That's fantastic, and I know that you're utilizing your remote evaluation service labs to deliver these configurations. Tell me about that.
Yeah, actually, we set up our remote evaluation service labs a couple of years ago now, and that's been built out over that time as we bring on new platforms. When we started several years ago, I think we were still working on some older Xeon V3 processors, and we've panned that out now to cover quite a wide range of Intel platforms. And that actually covers all the way from UCPE with devices Atom C1000, Atom C3000 level, all the way up now to 300 core platforms. So essentially, operators can connect into our remote evaluation services access server and just spin up VNFs, spin up various NFVIs, and test them out.
Now, you delivered two configs, one based on the Gold processor, one based on the Platinum processor from our Xeon Scalable line. Tell me why two configs, and how should operators look at those different configs in terms of the types of things that they're trying to drive with their network?
Yeah, I think the various config levels really are based on the types of performance that you want to get out of the processor, and there's also a cost perspective in it as well. So from one particular workload, you may be looking at maybe many more virtual machines, and from a lower grade Gold processor, then you're focusing mainly in on certain temperature ranges that need to be met in central office environments and carrier grade environments. So we're looking at getting the right balance for the throughput that's required in those situations.
Now, the configuration features Red Hat REHL, as well as some performance optimizations using Intel Quick Assist, but you'll be working with a number of software vendors to deliver configurations to the market. Tell me about your work there.
Yeah, that's really through the Intel Network Builders ecosystem. It is probably is the one most dynamic ecosystems I think many of us have ever worked with. And there, I think we've got some of the best-in-class vendors of VNFs, of NFVI, acceleration software, and so on. Essentially, on these platforms, we'll be working with a very verified through the Intel Select solutions on Red Hat, and in the future we'll be adding Ubuntu. we'll be putting on top of those software bases. We'll be working with customers who've selected software vendors like Sixwind or NetElastic that can provide functions like vRouters, NetElastic, who's working a lot on vBNGs and vBRAS solutions. They will add those extra layers of software that we need to fulfill those virtual network functions within an NGCO, for example.
And what has the response been to the select solutions in market? And where are you with working with operators on their virtual network deployments?
Well, for the Intel Select Solutions side, we've just actually passed verification. So we're beginning to entertain those discussions. We're working with a number of operators right now throughout the world, including in Asia, that are looking very closely at the Intel Select Solutions. It gets them on the fast track to transform their networks, and we're getting some good feedback.
That's fantastic. Paul, thank you so much for being on the program today. Any final comments about Advantech's portfolio of solutions and where folks can go for more information about Advantech's offerings for the telco arena?
Yeah, sure. We have a number of landing pages, but I think the best one that's easy to find verbally is www.advantech.com/NC, NC for network computing.
Well, thank you so much for the collaboration on this particular configuration. It's great to see these products coming to market, and we look forward to hearing more about Advantech's offerings in the future.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Allison.